Marianne Combs is here for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
How you doing? She's going over her notes because she has a plethora of things to share with us today.
You wouldn't believe how many pieces of paper are spread out in front of Marianne right now.
But she's giving us a little bit of a hint. These are some damn fun things that you
well,
have for us this
yeah,
morning.
Here's the deal. There's so much going on, and I want you guys to get a sense of just all the fun and just the variety of stuff that's out there. So think of it as my holiday gift to you. Just many, many little sprinklings of little packages here. So say, for instance, you want traditional holiday show event. Okay, Lois Holton's Nutcracker Fantasy, but Minnesota Dance Theater is putting on their 49th anniversary of the Nutcracker Fantasy.
Sure.
This is going on at the Hennepin Theater Trust as the State Theater, going on Friday through, is it Monday? Or at least through Monday. So all this weekend you've got performances of the Nutcracker, which brings together like 150 dancers, musicians, designers, and Philip Brunel at the podium. And it's just like a big Nutcracker Fantasy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's your traditional. Then your sort of new tradition, where it's an event that's lovely and has fast become adopted as a wonderful way of celebrating the holidays. All Is Calm, the Christmas Truce of 1914. This is a collaboration between Contus and Theatre Latte Da and Hennepin Theatre Trust. This has been going on for a few years now. And it's just this wonderful telling of the Western Front Christmas of 1914, when the two sides of the war come out and start singing holiday songs. And,
that's right.
And there's a momentary peace in the war. And so
it's
a beautifully sung, emotional storytelling rendition, bringing together the vocal talents of Contus as well as the theatrical talents of Theatre Latte Da. So there's another one for you, and that is at the Pantages Theater. Now, say you're looking for something that's holiday bizarre.
Yeah.
You just want something out of whack with
everything. What I want.
Yes. Okay. Mary Max holiday meat raffle show with doggy sweater competition.
Oh, that's great.
That's good.
Oh, this is going to be bad meat raffled off by a shady butcher. And it's going to be, there's going to be sing along and interactive comedy. And she's got guest artists, you know, of course, Paul Dickinson, punk poet. And we have, I believe, Joseph Scrimshaw's in there. There's just a bunch of different people who are going to be on the show, and it's very bizarre. I just want you to know that it's go with an open mind.
Okay.
It's really, really fun,
that
and it's Mary Max sense of humor. This is at the Cedar this year, and
cool.
Thursday tonight at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
You can go and check it out. So have fun. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Then say, Jill, you want puppets?
Yes, I asked for puppets last week, so thank you for bringing puppets.
We have to have
I want puppetry.
Puppet scene represent here.
Okay. Yeah. So, of course, In the Heart of the Beast brings us Between the Worlds, which is a tribute to the beauty and mystery of the winter solstice. It's got lots of music. It's perfect for the whole family. And of course, lots of puppetry as well as mass dance. Audience and performers will celebrate the birth of the returning light, sort of the winter solstice celebration. And it's going to be lovely. It's, of course, at In the Heart of the Beast. I know some of their performances are sold out, so you better check fast for tickets. But Between the Worlds, Jill, you asked for puppets. You get puppets.
You get puppets.
Thank you, Marianne.
Okay, and now say you are sick of the holidays and you have nothing to do with it.
Oh.
You want the opposite of It's a Wonderful Life.
Boy, you really came prepared this morning. I love the vast diversity.
Yes.
Sick of the holidays.
So you don't want It's a Wonderful Life.
Right.
You want The Lower Depths, which is the latest production by Nimbus Theater Company. It's based on a Maxim Gorky's sort of Tales of Russia, and it's basically a look at sort of the depths of society and all that is wrong with the world. And he takes this they've taken this Russian tale and transposed it to the Great Depression in America. And so, but there is, I will say, you know, brotherhood, some humanity that is found amongst all of this. But it's basically, you know, let's take the gloss off of all of this holiday covering and partying and festivising and look at what's really going on in the world today. And then you get the lower depths at Nimbus Theater, which has gotten some strong reviews. So that's at Nimbus Theater on Central Avenue in Minneapolis. So there you have it. You have it from
that is a fantastic
high
array.
Tradition to off the wall to puppetry to nothing to do with the holidays whatsoever. You can have it this weekend.
Let's go out with a bit of negativity here, courtesy of Mr. Potter.
Happy New Year to you in jail.
Hey, speaking of that movie, I saw that it's going to be on Friday night.
If you're
staying in. Yep. I think it's on NBC. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So get ready to cry if you're like me.
I want to let everybody know that Jill watched the last 3 minutes of A Wonderful Life on YouTube the other day.
In the office.
And she cried at her desk.
I was
Jill Riley's
really...
tiny little heart grew 3 sizes.
I was,
tears were streaming
down my face.
There
you know
nothing...
my favorite part of that movie, though? It's when they start they start dating in the moonlight scene.
Yep.
Oh, in the dance hall, when they actually...
Oh, in the gym, the door opens up to the pool.
Over the pool, yes, and people are falling into the pool. Oh, I love that.
Nothing like it.
It's a fabulous, fabulous movie.
And dance by the light
of the moon.
What did you wish when you threw that rock?
All right, Marianne. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too, whatever you want it to be.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't...
Have a great week.
Yeah, a great week. We'll see you in a few, actually.
Yeah,
We're going to be taking off a couple of weeks from the Weekend Arts Run-Up for the holidays.
For the holiday season.
Awesome.
Now, everything that you mentioned today we'll have up at a link at thecurrent.org, because there's so much. There's just so much. Somebody had to be vigorously writing it down, but we'll provide that info for you.
That poor soul.
Thanks, Jade.
That would be Jade.